Should we go to see that picture show?
Which one should we pick?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Dean's in the studio. Is it good or does it blow?
Dean, before you review the movies, I want to correct a few things or add some information. I didn't know if you had to be 18 or 21 to buy cigarettes. Legally, it's 18. I was told that on a number of texts. And somebody called about these e-cigs. It says, don't spread misinformation about e-cigs. There is no antifreeze. It's not ethylene. It's propylene glycol, FDA-approved food additive.
That sounds delicious.
That's different.
Those are so weird when people are smoking those e-cigarettes. I guess it's better than getting cancer, I suppose, but I see people all the time. They've got these little, it looks like a Bic, like a pen, not a Bic pen, but it looks like a flare pen that you have in your mouth, and then you kind of blow this weird-looking vapor out of your...
The first person I saw with one was the Star Wars...
Carrie Fisher.
...girl at,
same thing,
at Channel
me too.
9.
Yep.
It was the day she was there doing an interview, probably with you.
Yep.
And she's sitting there and blowing that vapor and... Princess Leia, what's the story with this?
Jabba the Hutt would not be happy with this.
She's all she 3 feet tall, too.
Well, you know, and she's been through well-documented lots of trouble in her life that she talks about. That's part of her. It's part of her show. That's what she was there promoting. So, you know, she's had a rough life, and it's very obvious by her physical appearance that her life has been pretty difficult.
Cigarettes were the least of her problems.
That's true. That's probably what the doctors are happy that she's doing now. But she was sitting there, as you say, smoking this e-cigarette with like way too much jewelry, kind of shaking a little bit. When do we go on?
To me, it was like seeing one of your teachers at the grocery store.
Right.
When you saw them in civilian life,
right.
When I saw her, I stood back and I just looked at her smoking because it's Princess Leia in my
right.
head smoking an e-cigarette. It's strange to see those people doing normal stuff. I know it sounds odd, but to me it was funny to see.
Well, like
her
seeing
doing.
Your teacher at the grocery store 50 years later, that's what it was like.
Have you done that?
It was, most of my teachers were about 90 years old when I had them. For some reason, I don't know why it is now. I see my nieces and nephews' teachers. They're young, they're attractive, they're vibrant. All of mine were like Sherman tanks. Every last one of them like Sherman tanks.
Kevin Costner has had several movies out or is in the process of releasing several movies, it seems. He just had one a few weeks ago, and now the one you're going to review.
Yeah, boy, and this one is even worse.
Because that last one didn't do well either.
No, it did not. And as we get closer to Oscar Sunday, the movies just keep getting worse. This is a terrible weekend for new movies anyway. This Kevin Costner movie is called 3 Days to Kill. Boy, appropriately named, too, because this is just a horrible story. The premise is he is an aging CIA agent whose health is failing. He decides to finally quit the CIA, to finally take it easy and, you know, to get out of the business because, you know, that's all he's done in his life is be a CIA agent, which broke up his marriage. He's got a teenage daughter that he spent virtually no time with, and he's going to see if somehow he can reconcile with them. So as he's trying to get out of the CIA, trying to reconcile with his ex-wife, who at first really doesn't want him anywhere near, and also trying to become the father that he never was with this, a teenage daughter who really could care less about revitalizing any kind of relationship with them. That's part. It's two stories in one movie, and neither one of them work. One is an ex-CIA agent trying to get out, an old foe of his, who he's been tracking down all around the world, has suddenly popped up again, and of course he's the only one that can possibly bring him back in. So he's drawn back into the CIA just as he's trying to get himself out with failing health. At the same time, he comes back to his ex-wife and teenage daughter trying to say, I'm out of the CIA now. I'm going to be the father that I never was. And then he gets, you know, drawn back into action with the CIA and suddenly he's absent again. So it's like Kevin Costner is trying to be Liam Neeson. He's trying to be this big, you know, 50-plus action star that seems to work fairly well. Liam Neeson's got another film coming out next week where he plays an action star again and actually kind of pulls it off a little bit. But this one does not. Kevin Costner's okay, but there is absolutely nothing to this story. The story is a complete mess. It's like if you took, say, the Liam Neeson movie Taken, which is just full of excitement and intrigue and great chases and gunfights and all that, and you mixed it with Father Knows Best. It's these two things that just don't work together, where one minute he's, you know, killing foreign agents and blowing up buildings, and the next second he's trying to teach his teenage girl how to ride a bike and, you know, teaching her how to slow dance so she can go to a dance with the boyfriend that she's interested in.
I can imagine the screen talking you did to that one. What are you doing? That doesn't make sense.
Don't go there. It's
what's your grade?
It's a mess of a movie, and I'm giving this one a C-.
After the traffic and things, Pompeii will be previewed. You haven't seen it, but
I can tell you all about it.
All right.
It's an interesting story of how the movies are coming out this week, how the movie studios are kind of trying to manipulate the critics a little bit. I'll tell you about it in a minute.
The traffic sponsored by Catch 35 Seafood and Premium Steaks. Leslie. No shaking, no faking, just simply baking. Chicago's best for the best baked spots, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Dean, I got some texts in that are addressed to you. A C should be for an average movie, not for a mess of a movie.
And it's C-, though. I said C-.
C-, you said. And
it's below average. I don't think it's a I guess mess
could
be.
Mess.
I guess mess could be. I think it's a below average movie. I didn't think it was quite a D.
And
thank you for your help in grading, though.
Tell Dean it's couldn't care less.
Okay.
Apparently
one of my Sherman Tank teachers from grade school still listening.
Okay, Dean. I like when people correct me if I'm using improper grammar. I'm maybe you're not that kind of guy.
And I'm not.
Well, I guess I found out. Direct all your anger to me. Dean is not the guy.
Please.
And the signal is
cracked. Keep that in mind, even for my show that has nothing to do with Gary.
Thank you. Wow. Mean Dean.
I wish I had a children's movie this week.
It's Mean Dean. And the signal is crackling in a lot of areas.
You are entering level 3 of discomfort.
Level 3 of discomfort.
Third week in a row I've hit this.
That means a storms are coming because the signal's crackling. Yeah. That's why AM's
I would have rated that a level 2, by the way.
You listen to these FM sports stations. They're not going to save your life. There's no crackle there. Dean, Pompeii. You talk about a crackle.
Okay. Well, I can't tell you about Pompeii. So, because here's what they did. There's some interesting movie studio tricks that they do sometimes. Often they don't even let the critics see the movies, and that's generally your first sign that danger is straight ahead. Sometimes what they'll do is screen the movie on a Thursday night at 9 or 10 o'clock. So all the critics will miss their deadlines. You know, newspapers have long since gone to bed, so you won't see that bad review in the paper the next day. Even, you know, for me, of doing reviews on television the next day, a 9 o'clock movie ends at 11 o'clock. That's pretty late for morning show television. So that's the other ploy, where they do it so late that all the critics miss their deadlines. And this is a new one. I don't think this has been done before, where they show the two movies that are opening on this weekend at exactly the same time. So the critics have to choose. Are you going to review this one, or are you going to review
Kevin Costner
that
or
one?
Pompeii? Is that
so? Kevin Costner's 3 Days to Kill and Pompeii both screened at exactly the same time at different theaters last night. So critics, some of us went to see 3 Days to Kill. Some of us went to see Pompeii.
One day, and that's one day to kill. Pompeii was one day to kill.
Apparently. I figured that Pompeii was going to be just another Gladiator movie. And from what I've, just from talking to other critics, we've been like emailing around today. It's like, okay, you went to that one. What did you think? And you went to that one. What did you think? So I did. These are not my reviews on this, but this is what the people who I respect are telling me, that this movie is a whole lot of nothing. It's visually very appealing, that the recreation of 79 AD in Pompeii is very impressive. And when Mount Vesuvius goes crazy, the special effects to tear, you know, to destroy it are pretty impressive. That part is there. So visually very impressive, but that's where it ends. There is virtually no story to this whatsoever. The basic storyline, as I've been able to understand it, it's a slave turned gladiator trying to save his true love before everything goes away, and he becomes part of a National Geographic documentary, Thousand
but
Years.
Think of the reviews like you're heading towards. I could just see it now in the paper. This movie really blows the top off of bad movies,
right,
or whatever.
Pompeii destroyed again. Yeah. Right, exactly right.
I would have rather have been in hot lava than sit through this.
See, you're getting the swing of things.
I'm feeling it.
You're getting in the swing of things here. One critic said there's much to see and little to feel about this. And that from how this has been described to me, that sounds like it pretty much sums it up. Visually, not only the special effects, the sets and all that, but what they're saying is like this is a nearly pornographic movie. It's rated PG-13, but nearly everybody is walking around in a loincloth with very, very little on. So
it was hot with all that lava.
You don't want to overdress. Yeah. But you don't need the layers with this. But so apparently a lot of eye candy in more ways than one with this movie. If that sounds like this is your movie, Kit Harington, who's from Game of Thrones, he's the slave turned gladiator. Emily Browning is in it. Kiefer Sutherland, I'm told, does a great job in the film. So that's the other big
one. When
movie
you mentioned 79 AD, I thought, well, on their checks, they didn't have a 19 or a 2000. They just had 79. Right. On a check, you got that start.
I hate when the year end comes and I forget to change it to 80 AD. That never happened.
Oops. Well, there you have it. Thank you, Dave.
All right. This is the Dean Outro.
I got to put that list together of people who cannot walk down Michigan Avenue when the wind kicks in that have toupees. There's a toupee ban in effect. Toupee, and they haven't banned trailers, have they? They do that too when there's going to be a lot of wind. Leslie, are they going to have a trailer ban in effect when this really starts going?
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
Just with that, I've also just got an update. They are shutting down southbound I-57 now too from Moni Manhattan Road on south.
Having traveled that stretch of highway in my day, I lived out that way. It gets, as we mentioned the other day, after you get south of I-80, that stretch starts to get real desolate real fast. Now, you throw a thick fog in, and I don't know if there are any lights, street lights out there.
No, absolutely.
And ice,
right,
too. After, right. I think it's after a Volma Road or Sauk Trail.
Right.
The lights
end. It's completely farmland and desolate and when there's this fog. So how many cars involved?
Up to 20 involved in the primary crash. And now it looks like there's a secondary crash in that stretch of road, too.
All right. Well, Leslie, we'll keep you posted on that. What I love about you, the listener, is you don't miss any details. Earlier in this program, Steve reported on this story where there was an Amber Alert. A woman had left her 5-year-old asleep in the back seat of the car. She went in. Was it a store? Did she go into a store?
I think it was a home, Gary.
A home. Somebody, and think about this. What are the chances that this stunad that carjacks, it's not a carjack officially because the person didn't have to tell the driver to get out, but took the car with the 5-year-old in back. So that's the story. I get this email from Greg. Did Steve have that child's weight correct? 38 pounds for a 5-year-old? My 3-year-old granddaughter weighs 40 pounds. She's very tall, but 38 pounds for a 5-year-old boy? Did you give the weight of the boy?
I didn't give the weight, but one of the stories might have listed the weight. I'll see what I can find.
So somebody put that in their bozo pewter. I don't think 38 pounds for a 5-year-old is right.
Well, it's too light? Maybe that's why the guy didn't think the car wasn't weighed down. He didn't know that there was anything in the back.
And if you have been listening since 3, you know that Bibble has somehow entered the world of nonsense, and he's bringing that game today. Here's a text to 24720. Have you seen any gladiator movies, Johnny? I will when I see Pompeii this weekend. Now, this is what I want to get to. This text to 24720, it says, I can't believe what Cheryl Burton is wearing tonight. Tight black leather dress. OMG. What is with the news apparel nowadays? I've mentioned this before. The male anchor wears a suit. That's as much as they wear. I've noticed this more and more where the female anchor, and I understand it's a double standard. These female anchors, they're looking for younger and more photogenic. So they look at you if you're over 35 and think, well, maybe we should get somebody younger and hotter to replace that person. So these female anchors are wearing, you see the jewelry and the hoop earrings and everything. It looks like they're going to some kind of nightclub afterwards.
The huge necklaces are
that and yeah. The, just the outfits. And it looks, and they're delivering this god-awful news for the most part with all these outfits, and it just seems out of sync. Is that just me? 312-981-7200.
Well, the weather women are wearing like prom dresses. They're like these tight, like cocktail dresses. It's
so they can show off their weather women.
It has to. It has to be just, that, right?
Just what so you know, got? I'm looking at the at a chart here, and honestly, a 5 year old generally weighs anywhere from about 30 pounds to about 50 pounds.
The Amber Alert said he was 3 feet tall, 38 pounds.
All right, I don't know why I got this email questioning the weight and the age of the child and
what,
the height.
What color was the car?
White.
Oh, okay, good.
Here, now I'm getting a bunch of texts. My 9-year-old boy is 60 pounds. That woman's granddaughter is too big. Tell the world, turn on your headlights. Well, why wouldn't you have your headlights on now?
It's
dark.
Dark
out. It's foggy.
Although, coming in blinding rain, and I just caught this shadow off to the side and realized it was a car, and they had no lights on, and they may as well have just been mist.
This just came in, and it's dark
now. Well, yeah,
now
this
I think,
is...
yeah, the lights
You know what,
off.
Though? But I'm serious. I think a lot of people don't understand how their headlights work, so they think their daytime running lights are on all the time and don't actually turn on their lights at night.
Today, I'm driving. I've never seen this before. There's a truck in the left turn lane in front of me. So we're both in left turn lanes opposite. He had this panel of lights, and they were aftermarket. I've not seen this before. He must have put them on himself. I could not even look at them. They were so bright. And this is with the sun up. I can imagine at night how blinding that must be. I hope there's a law against that. I'm not talking about these new headlights that seem rather eye-piercing. This was something else this guy put on his bumper. What are you looking for?
Well, it's where we have so many regulations that we've kind of thrown it all out the window anymore. 'Cause
they were blinding.
Yeah, it's horrible, horrible sometimes when you get in front of those folks.
Bob, what do you got?
Gary, what I got is a quick comment. The lady with the, quote, carjacking, unquote, shouldn't she face charges for leaving a child unattended in the back of a car?
Are there charges that can be applied to that?
Really? Really? Yeah. The woman sees her son taken in a stolen car and you're going to charge her? Is that?
He's asking, is there an offense
I'm gonna
there?
I'm going to charge her with if it's not a misdemeanor or a felony stupidity for leaving a kid unattended in the car.
Oh, for crying. Know,
you guys are over the top on this one. Look,
hey, this
there
is
a
love.
Charge. There is a there. It strictly could strictly
scores.
Be considered so, I guess. There is a law about that. But I doubt very much that she will face those
Isn't
charges.
Isn't that child endangerment?
I don't know if there's something they can go, hey, if you do that, then you're charged with this.
Neglect?
Her punishment was the car gone with her kid in the back seat. I understand that's her punishment. He's just asking, in general, is there a law for that?
Pat? She wasn't in the house for any great length. From what we're hearing, she was unloading maybe some groceries or opening the car. We're talking minutes here.
Okay, but you know, there are synods walking the street, apparently.
Oh, but we can't live in
there
state
aren't.
Of perpetual fear.
Yeah, we do. Oh. I do. I walk out of here in a zigzag pattern.
It happened.
And I thank you for it.
It was long enough to happen.
What are the chances of her, like you said, for 2 minutes, and then this guy happens to be right there at that time? But that's what we're in.
But to try and make her the bad guy in this is kind of over the top.
Yeah, but don't you want to set an example so people don't keep doing this?
What?
Like I said, it's not like she went in for a pedicure.
This is probably the worst day in this woman's life. You're going to, I'm sorry, this is crazy talk.
Pat?
I mean.
Welcome to crazy talk.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I totally agree with you about what you're saying with the women who are the broadcasters. It seems to me they're showing almost cleavage. And, you know, they're talking about news. really bad stuff at times. And I totally agree with you. It seems like there's a lot more cleavage showing, and it just seems so unusual.
They're all tarted up. Now, they might be getting those instructions from management because they know it's television, it's cosmetic. People want to see pretty people on television. You better be one of those pretty people. Otherwise, we got somebody in the wings that will take that. It could be what they're being told, but it is weird when they're telling you this god-awful news, and I can't get my eyes off their hoop earrings. Here's Leslie. I got this text that says, they're showing cleavage, and you're looking at their earrings? I'm just talking about female news anchors and what they're wearing lately, and they're all tarted up. They know it's a game they got to win, and they're going to do anything they can to win it. Mary?
40 years after feminism started.
That's right.
Yep.
We've made a lot of progress.
You've come a long way, baby. Yeah.
Mary?
Yes, this is me.
Gotcha.
This is what we've been talking about. We have noticed it in my house. And what's interesting, I think, is that instead of the men also dressing the same way, they're dressed as professionals and somebody you might respect in the business world. And I think that makes the women look even worse.
I'll give you
I really do.
I'll give you the cleavage and everything. It's the jewelry. It looks like they're in a cocktail situation, and then they're telling us about death and destruction.
Well, it's the jewelry, and it's the skin-tight dresses. And then you even have your morning guy rating the Channel 9 person.
And what was the rating? I think it was Steve rating Aaron McElroy, right?
Yep.
And what was his rating today?
It's usually a 10 or whatever. The point is that poor Paul Conrad then was just thrown in as the token to be rated. But I think the issue is that I think they demean the profession and what they're supposed to be doing. And it's just upsetting, I think, as a woman and as a professional.
All right.
And just sort of makes me sad.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a dog-eat-dog business where the money they're fighting for has shrunk for local news and news in general on television. And I'm not sure if it's them trying to make sure that they're not going to get dismissed for a younger anchor, or it's their management saying, hey, just, and I don't know if they can say it in so many words without being sued, just so you know, look at all the cable channels and who they're hiring. Just be aware of that when you get dressed to come here.
You know they're saying doll it up.
Right.
I mean, Fox News looks like a beauty
contest.
That's
why it's called Fox News.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't pull any punches on that. They're going for it. David?
Let's start making stupid comments on radio shows a felony and charge that guy who just called in suggesting that the mom should be charged with negligence as our first candidate for a felon.
All right. I will enforce that. Thank you. He was just asking, in general, is there a law that says you can't leave your kid in the car unattended? Can you be charged with something? Craig?
Yes, sir.
Your turn.
Thank you. You're talking about anchors, Channel 2 at 10 o'clock. Check her out some days.
That's the nights. Kate Middleton, right?
Kate Sullivan.
Whatever. She used to work
in the 80s by the Eagles, Dirty Laundry. Talking about the...
It sounds like you're in the bathroom already getting ready for it. Hey, they hired her based on a tape or whatever. And she had glasses, I think, when she started, but that was too much of the librarian's going to take the glasses off in slow motion look.
I remember on her first night that she got on, and she looked like a deer in a headlight. She didn't look like she belonged there.
And you wanted to go down there and comfort her, I'm sure.
No, I've seen her, and who the heck is this girl? She's afraid to talk.
Well, she's fine now, I guess. They have to, like I said, compete for those ratings, which gets them revenue. You think if they looked at a tape of Kate Middleton and somebody else, a guy that was equally or more qualified, who do you think they're going to hire? Right? They hired her.
Dick Johnson wears glasses, but I'd much rather look at Kate Sullivan.
That's what they know. It's TV. Joan?
Enjoy your show very much. Regarding
the
Amber Alert, if the mother had taken the keys out of the car and locked the car, the child could still be in the car safe. The person never would have gotten into the car and drove off. It's the same thing with when there's an accident and someone is thrown out of the car. Why? Because they weren't in the seatbelt. These accidents that occur, as well as this occurrence today, if people would be more cautious, security-minded, having the keys with them or having everybody buckled up, there wouldn't be these problems occurring.
Right on. Ron?
Yes. I'm a retired policeman. There is a law against leaving a car unattended and running. However, I don't necessarily mean that she should be charging this when she's, because of what she's gone through. But what I like to do is on radio or TV, when they do a story like this, end the story with advising people not to get out of their car and leave it running. Because, you know, I wish somebody would do a survey with the police report system and find out what the percentage of stolen autos nowadays, because they're getting so hard to hotwire and steal them that they have to either armed robbery or they wait for people to get out of them, to go in for their coffee, go in for their lotto, and the car is running. And that's when they're stealing them.
Yeah.
A large percentage of your thefts are being done that way. And I would like them to end the story when they do it on TV. She got out of the car. Advise the people, do not leave the car running.
Bingo. Who leaves their car running and goes in somewhere, number one? Who leaves their key in the car and goes in somewhere, number two? And even at gas stations now, I take the key out.
Yeah.
They have this story going around where somebody pulls up next to you on the other side, on the passenger side, and then you leave your doors open, usually while you're pumping gas. They open that door and they take your purse. How many purses have I lost? I can't even tell you.
And that nice one, too, with the spangles. That was beautiful.
It was a Kate Spade knockoff. WGN.